Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast.
Yeah. Hi, this is Per Nilsson from Scar Symmetry, and I'm listening to Talking Metal.
This is Henrik from Scar Symmetry, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
This is Kenneth from Scar Symmetry. I listen to Talking Metal.
Hello, this is Jonas Kjellgren from Scar Symmetry. You're listening to Talking Metal!
This is Chris, and you're listening to the goddamn same channel.
Hey, this is Pete from The Haunted. You're listening to Talking Metal.
Support all the artists featured in today's show by seeing them perform live and purchasing their music. Support the podcast by visiting our advertisers and sponsors. Feel the power. Feel the glory. For pictures, links, and more information on this episode, please visit TalkingMetal.com.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy. This is the Talking Metal Podcast, broadcasting around the world from New York City.
Check one, two. Good. All interviews and spoken dialogue are copyright 2007 by Talking Metal. John, how are you? It's finally feeling like spring here in New York City. We are literally, I swear, literally... in the middle of Times Square. The Naked Cowboy had to move down a little because we took his spot.
Yeah, absolutely. He's down on this edge where he's about to get possibly run over, where if you note Times Square, we are in the middle. There are cars to the left of us and to the right, but we're pretty safe, whereas the Naked Cowboy is like right on the edge.
Yeah, we are kind of right outside of Virgin Megastore, where I buy a lot of my CDs. And it is the place I plan to go to buy Chinese Democracy the day it is released. Now, you were hanging out with a guy who a lot of people think has some inside info on the record. Not Bumblefoot, but Mr. Bach.
Yeah, absolutely. I was working last Saturday in Manhattan, and I was actually doing some work with John Anderson from Yes, and he's very cool. We're going to post a picture up on Talking Metal of John and me. And then I went out to eat to a restaurant, and I'm not going to name the restaurant for a couple of reasons, and I'll tell you why later. But I'm sitting at the bar eating, and somebody comes up to me, and they went like, "Hey, Booby, hey, Curly." And I'm thinking,
like the Ace voice.
Yeah, the Ace voice. And I'm thinking, what is Ace doing here? Because I had previously been talking to Anthony from Ace's band. And so then I feel somebody like grabbing me or touching my shoulder, and I look back, and it's Sebastian Bach imitating Ace, because he knew that, you know, I know Ace, and it was cool. He was hanging at the restaurant.
Yeah, Sebastian and Ace and Anton do a song together. I forget the name of it, but it's on Anton's solo record.
Yeah, and so then what happened is Sebastian was eating, and guess who texted him while he was eating?
Oh, I already know. You already told me, so why don't you tell the Talking Metal listeners who it was?
Mr. Axl Rose, who also likes that restaurant.
Interesting. Cool. Well, a lot of good restaurants in New York here. A lot of action as usual. I was out of town for a few days. I'll tell you about that in a bit. Let's get into some music, though. This is Sean Baker from the Sean Baker Orchestra. And this song is called Butterfingers. Check Sean out at theseanbakerorchestra.com.
Fingers by the Sean Baker Orchestra. We've played that track a long time ago, and it is very, very cool. Speaking of great guitar players, I saw a picture of Buckethead unmasked today.
Was that on Metal Sludge?
No, actually, it was. I was doing some research on Buckethead, don't ask me why, and there is an old picture that was in Guitar for the Practicing Musician when he was 20. It's like one of those Mike Varney-style columns, and there is a picture of him. But what it looks like is that he had somebody Photoshop his fingers so that his, like, spread on the fingerboard was, like 20 frets or some crazy thing.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Buckethead rocks. Sean Baker rocks. Again, his website, theseanbakerorchestra.com, and he spells Sean S-E-A-N. What else is happening, dude? I just got back here in New York, so I feel a little out of it.
Yeah, tell me about this, because you interviewed a ton of different people, but somebody that I think is very, very hot, the one and only Jessica Alba.
Yeah, that's right. We did an interview with the whole cast of, well, not the whole cast, but the four Fantastic Four. We did, which is Jessica, Chris Evans, Michael, and Yoan, all great guys. They are going to be, each one of them, setting up an exclusive clip from the movie Rise of the Silver Surfer, the second movie, the Fantastic Four movie. So that's going to happen exclusively on Sci-Fi in a few weeks, so definitely stay tuned to the Sci-Fi channel for that. Did a brief interview with each one of them and then had them set up the clip. So we're editing that together now. Jessica was great. Michael was great. Chris was great. And Yoan was also great. And the new movie, even better than the first. Better, bigger. That was the theme of the interview per Fox Motion Pictures.
Very cool. Mark is hanging out in Hollywood, California with the big names.
Yeah, it was fun. We went up. My wife actually came out for the trip. We, after the interview, headed up to one of our favorite restaurants up on the Pacific Coast Highway called Jeffrey's. Had some food up there. I was drinking the mojitos. You ever drink those with the leaves and stuff right in them?
Yeah, I love those. It's a Cuban restaurant right near my apartment, and I have mojitos there, and they have the mint leaves all crushed up. And officially, it's called muddled.
Yeah, they do a good mojito up at Jeffrey's on the Pacific Coast Highway there in Malibu. A lot of people on the message boards think Malibu is in Florida. I think that's a lot of actually people who don't come from the United States. You guys should all know that although it does sound like the name of a Florida town, Malibu is in the Los Angeles area in California.
Absolutely, and a lot of big-name people live out there.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Britney Spears, Pamela Anderson. Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of big-name stars live out there. Definitely, definitely. Keep those emails coming to talkingmetal@yahoo.com. And what else?
Well, there's some metal news that I have. Basically, there's a little bit of an issue going on with Hell Yeah. And some of you may have read about it on sites like Blabbermouth, which is where I read about it. But Jerry Montano has left the band. And the publicist says it's for personal reasons on both sides.
Wow, that's too bad. But I got to tell you, that Hell Yeah record, I've read good reviews, I've read bad reviews. My review right here on Talking Metal is it rocks. I mean, it's not a Pantera record, and I think a lot of people like want to hear a Pantera-esque band. It's not that. I mean, to me, they sound as much like Rob Zombie as they do like Pantera. I mean, they got their own thing, and that's not to sound like they sound like Rob Zombie either. They have their own thing going on. It's got an Americana vibe, you know, with some Southern flavor to it. And it's good, good stuff, man. I mean, it's one of those records where the hooks are just enormous.
Yeah, absolutely. And check this out. There's a naked cowgirl right here, literally with no shirt on. Like, she's got pasties on her top area.
Now, are they related? The naked cowboy is cowman? What, naked cowboy, right? Yeah, and then the naked cowgirl. I've never actually seen the naked cowgirl.
This might be a historic event here. I've never seen this either, and I don't even know if that's illegal. This is pretty crazy. Hey, people are freaking out. Little kids are looking at this girl with no top on. She's got an American flag on her butt, some white cowboy boots, and she's got a cowboy hat. This, you know, I don't think this is actually sanctioned by the Naked Cowboy.
Huh, interesting. So, Dinosaur Rock guitar.com. Big shout out to those guys. They've been real supportive of what we do, and we've got to let you guys know about them. dinosaurrockguitar.com. Our good friend Ian Christie has a new blog. It's up and running. Check that out. It's demolition.wordpress.com. And you can also check Ian out at soundofthebeast.com. Rat is about to head out with Poison this summer. We might be hooking up with those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some cool stuff in the works, and looks like it's going to be a great tour. I actually saw a Rat Poison tour like back in the 80s, like mid-80s.
It'd be great to get back to some of that glam metal, that vintage great stuff that you and I both love, bands like Rat and Poison from the 1980s. Maybe do a couple specials featuring them. By the way, Rat's current lineup is Stephen Piercy, of course, John Corabi, filling in, I guess, for whoever was the other guitarist after Robin Crosby. I'm not sure. But, yeah, John Corabi on guitar. Warren DeMartini, of course. Bobby Blotzer on drums. Robbie Crane on bass.
Yeah, Robbie's been in a lot of cool bands. He was with Vince Neil, too, right?
He sure was, definitely.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. Also, another thing I wanted to talk about, we've got an ambulance going. Hopefully they're going to get to where they got to get to pretty fast because, you know, it's really hard to drive in New York City.
Hold up. All right. Sorry about that.
Not laughing at the ambulance, just laughing at the fact that we're hanging out in the middle of Times Square, naked cowboy in one end, naked cowgirl, who I actually think is pretty hot. You have to put a tip in her boot if you talk to her.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get in. You want to get into an interview now, or you got more news there?
I got some more news, but we'll come back to that. Let's get into an interview from the Metal for the Masses tour. We hooked up with The Haunted and Scar Symmetry. You guys heard the interviews we did with Dark Tranquility and Into Eternity. By the way, I'm really getting into Into Eternity.
Yeah, absolutely. Great band, great band. As is this band, The Haunted. We're going to check out a song called The Flood by The Haunted. It is available on iTunes for 99 cents. It rocks. Check this song out. Big thanks to George at Century Media for setting up all this interview stuff we did at the Metal for Masses show a few weeks back. And let's talk to Peter from The Haunted. So again, a little music by The Haunted and an interview with Peter from The Haunted.
John from Talking Metal. I'm hanging here with Mark Striegel and Peter Dauving from the great band The Haunted. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
So you just finished sound check. How did it sound?
I don't know if I'm to censor myself or not. Not very enjoyable because of the dB limits. But, you know, we just do what we do. It'll work out one way or the other.
I'm sure you guys are going to rock it no matter what tonight. This is the fourth record for The Haunted. But it's
number five.
Is it the fifth? Okay, it's the fifth record for The Haunted. But it's you're back after being away for two records, right?
Yeah. So this is my third one. Yeah.
So how does it feel to be back in the band after an absence?
Now it doesn't feel like an absence because I've been back in the band longer than I was out of the band. I really missed being in the band when I was out. I don't know. It's good. It's a band I love. You know, it's not a big strange thing or nothing. It's just something I enjoy doing. You know, so yeah, it's good.
Now, not to bring up a negative, but just to go back to that dB level. So here at the Gramercy Theater in New York, there is a 100 dB limit on how loud you can get. And you were saying that, you know, you just scream louder than that.
You know, the drums and just the drums, the way it's set up, we play metal. We play abrasive, loud rock music. That's the point, you know. If you want to protect your hearing, sure, you know, use earplugs.
Right.
But to get the real experience of it, use earplugs. And it's a physical experience. Your body should feel it as well. You know, it's not just a ear thing. You know, if you want to do that, go home, sit in your couch, put on some real fancy headphones and your, you know, $10,000 stereo. You know, you'd be fine. But normal people, we like to fuck ourselves up one way or the other. And those motherfuckers who come up with this type of law and this type of, you know, decision makers, fuck them. They live in the fucking, you know, they're fucking science fiction people. I don't know. They live outside of reality. They go to some fucking new age campus and sit there with their little candles and shit. And, you know, nothing is supposed to be louder than a fucking Tweety Bird, you know. Fuck off. I think it's just horrendous. It just pisses me off more than anything. You know, it's rock music. What are they trying to do, you know? If you don't like it, you're not going to go see it. If you, you know, they're not going to, the people who make up a law like that, they're not going to go to a goddamn rock show. Just idiots.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I never heard of anything like that here in New York. As Mark was saying earlier, big metal shows are usually at Irving Plaza or Roseland, and this is the first time we're seeing a show here, and I just can't believe that there's actually a level limit and somebody's actually in there measuring it, because it's crazy, especially for this kind of concert where the idea is to be loud.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about loud music, but one thing about you is you're pretty well versed in all different styles of music. So I'm curious, what is on your iPod? What's in your CD player right now? What are you currently enjoying?
Wow, I haven't listened to music. I have the iPod, and I haven't listened to my iPod for a while. I listen to all kinds of stuff. I'm really enjoying the new Thom Yorke album. It's a good record. I listen to, I don't know, some Wilco, a little bit to the new Slayer, but not a lot. Old Accept, the first one, Restless and Wild, I've been listening to that a lot lately, kind of getting into it again. It's a really good record. At least the guitar work's just amazing. And, I don't know, it's just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you know, so it's more one of those things, especially when you're in kind of tour mode. I don't listen to a lot of music when I'm on tour, because so much time is kind of taken to playing, and I end up resting my ears as much as I can, you know, because you get up on stage and it's you know, physical and mentally a strain in itself, you know, and being in a tour bus which holds a dB level of 100, is quite enough, you know. So
now you accept to Thom Yorke is an amazing range. That's quite awesome. Are you a Radiohead fan?
Absolutely.
You think they'll ever get another record out?
I think the new one's going to be incredible. I'm absolutely certain of it. I hear rumors that it's going to be a techno oriented electronic album. That'll be cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm hoping for maybe another Kid A, but I don't know if they're going to go back to that.
It'll be interesting to see. I know, you know, telling from the Thom Yorke album, I think they'll be getting into songs, like real songs again, more and more structured type of traditional songs, but with something completely else as far as how they make it.
So right now you guys are on the Metal for the Masses tour, but then after that you guys are headed out on a two-part tour, the Cursed Earth tour, and one of the bands that you're going to be touring with is somebody that we've had on before, Wolf. Do you know those guys?
Yep. Good people from home, yeah.
Cool. And like you're going to be out now pretty much through the end of May, and then you got festivals coming up in the summer.
Yep.
That's cool. Which festivals are you doing?
Tell me, I don't know. It's not that I don't care, but I kind of try to keep my head very much right where I am right now. So you know, that's more important to me. I really don't know. I know we're playing in the U.S. now, and that's like the U.S. So and then we'll play Europe. It's just about as big. So, and I know we're gonna play Japan and Australia this fall. And hopefully come back to the U.S. But that's about as much as I know, and that's about as much as I care knowing about. Because it's if you, when I was younger, it was more, you know, I get all hypered up about every show that we do, you know, as far as location and who was working or who did what. And I don't do that anymore. You know, it just takes too much energy, and I think I enjoy, you know, putting. You know, try to get a focus on what I'm supposed to do, and what I'm supposed to do is get up on that stage and fucking rock out. That's what I want.
I agree with that, and believe it or not, I don't know what I'm doing day to day, and I have to ask Mark what the schedule is for the next week. I'm not even kidding.
You guys got a brand new video you just shot, right? And I think it's all edited and going to be out real soon, if not already, for The Drowning.
Yep.
Where'd you guys shoot that?
Oh, that's shot over a period. That is shot over a period of a couple of years, so it's a bunch of material been edited together. Anders has done the filming and the editing. Most of it's, you know, over a two-year period, so it's all kinds of footage in there. Yep.
I like the video for The Flood, which is on our Comcast On Demand here in the New York area, New Jersey area, and that is a pretty crazy video.
That's my brother-in-law.
Wow. The doctor?
Yeah, the doctor. I had to ask him because I've seen him play with our kids, you know. He's a really funny dude, really twisted. He's you know, the ultimate punk rocker, like truly the ultimate punk rocker. And I asked him, it's like sure, but I have no clue what to do or how to do it or whatever, you know. And I said, well, just do something. It's anything. And we'll go with that. And it was a lot of fun making.
Cool. Now, you mentioned your family. A lot of people might know, but you're definitely a family man. How are your kids and everybody back home?
They're good. Yep.
Sure, it's tough being away from them.
No, it's not. No. I miss them, but I don't miss them that much because I talk to them, you know, every day on the phone, and when I come home, I'm home. So it's not, you know, if you spend your life kind of separated from your family when you're still there, you know, I'm sure it might be kind of rough because it really, being on tour will really kind of underline the fact that you are away, you know. But I mean, I have my family, you know. I'm with them. They're my group, my family. I don't know what to say, you know. If you know. It's about loyalty and tightness, and kind of. I don't know, kind of presence, you know, and so it's not really, really hard at all, because when we're done with a full tour circle, you know, we go home for about a year, you know. That's one of the good things about this job, you know. As a musician, you can actually do that if you work hard enough, and if you're fortunate enough to get to tour enough, then. You can put away a buffer, and you can really spend that time with your family at home. You're just taking care of the house, you know, enjoying the fact that you have family. It's a bit more luxurious than doing the 9-to-5, and I'd rather have it this way.
Absolutely, and things have been going out well for you on the road as far as staying clean and everything.
Well, now it is. I've been clean for 10 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Feels good. Feels very good. It's confusing. But it's cool. But I think that whole thing is a learning experience. It is for me, you know.
So, Peter, we just want to thank you very much for taking the time out to hang out with us today. And we are really psyched to see you guys tonight. And Right. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for taking your time and, you know, talking to us. Thank you. Take care.
Drowning off the Dead Eye by The Haunted. Great band.
Yeah, check them out on iTunes. Definitely support them and show them that podcasts do sell downloads and they do sell CDs. Again, the name of The Haunted CD, which I really dig. There's actually a review of the CD up on Talking Metal in the review section. I like the CD again. It's called The Dead Eye. Check it out. What do you got there, dude?
I wanted to talk about a band that I like, System of a Down. Cool band. Bassist Shavo Odadjian is launching a new online music initiative called YourSession.com. That's U-R capital SESSION.com. And according to the press release, the site is an innovative digital community and record label designed to give independent and unsigned acts a promotional platform to showcase their talent, receive community feedback, monetize their art, and land a record deal. That site is going to go live June 14th, and it's going to be the first online label to sign artists based on audio and or video performances uploaded by the bands and voted on by the members of the Your Session community. That sounds cool.
Sounds awesome, definitely. It's a good thing. Whoa, well, I gotta get back to work, dude, so maybe we should get into our interview with Scar Cemetery.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys are crazy. We actually have two interviews with them because there was an initial interview that we did, and then I actually thought it stopped recording, so we stopped and started up again. So we've got, like, two interviews to pick from. So when you're editing this one, throw it all together.
I will. And I should say that we had no idea we were going to be interviewing these guys. So if we sound a little unprepared, please forgive us. But they were great guys. They were partying out backstage. And we've actually played some of their music before. And we're going to play some more of their music right after the interview. We're going to end today's podcast with a song called The Illusionist. And it's off of Pitch Black Progress. But first, before, you know what? We forgot one thing. Before we get into the interview, let's talk about some VH1 stuff. We're heading out to Las Vegas to cover Rock Honors this year. It's going to be a blast. I know a few of you guys are already thinking about coming out there. We hope you do. We're going to be hanging, partying, rocking in Las Vegas with a bunch of people, such as Bam, Ozzy.
Yep, we're also going to talk to some of the tribute acts. And you got to check this show out. It's going to be Genesis, Heart, Ozzy Osbourne, ZZ Top, Nickelback, Gretchen Wilson, Keane, and more. The show is going to be taped on Saturday, May 12th at the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas. It's going to air on VH1 on Thursday, May 24th at 9 p.m. They're going to announce additional performers, presenters, and special guests in the near future. And this is going to be a two-hour tribute saluting the groundbreaking bands of rock. And metal is represented by the great Ozzy Osbourne.
Awesome, awesome. I am looking forward to that. And there's going to be some tickets on sale that you can buy. They're actually currently on sale. There's all different types of tickets. If you want to just go all out, go for the $175 seat tickets. They will be just fantastic. Right up front, you will be blown away. There's also seats available for $125. And then $75 seats are also available, all at Ticketmaster.com. And let me tell you, those $75 seats, there's not a bad seat in the house there. So even if you go with the cheaper seats, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to add that Mandalay Bay is an arena, but it's not so large that if you're in one of the $75 seats, you're not going to be able to see. Believe it or not, I hung out in a few of the $75 seats last year and watched Kiss and watched Judas Priest and all the other great bands that were on there, and I saw it too. I kind of mingled all through the audience that time.
Definitely. I was very jealous that I wasn't out there, I tell you. Anyways, I think that'll wrap it up for today. Keep the emails coming to talkingmetal@yahoo.com. Stay tuned to talkingmetalforums.com. I'm going to announce our next live show on the forums probably within the next day or two. Maybe May 1st we're looking at, but that's not confirmed yet, but most likely. So stay tuned to Talking Metal Forums. Put some posts on there. Be our friend at myspace.com/talkingmetal. Check out astronomy.net. Check out markstriegel.com. What other plugs do we have?
Check out our MySpace site, which is myspace.com/talkingmetal. And we're going to announce something very cool in the future, so we're just going to leave it at that, but it has to do with the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally, totally. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm pretty psyched about it, actually. So anyways, finally, Scar Cemetery. Here's an interview conducted in New York City with these guys back a while ago, probably 3-4 weeks ago at this point. Check it out, and we'll end today's show with a great song by Scar Cemetery off the Pitch Black Progress record. It's called The Illusionist, and it is on iTunes for 99 cents. Have a good night.
Take care.
That cool?
Yeah.
Hey, it's John from Talking Metal. I'm here with Mark and Emily and the guys from Scar Cemetery hanging out underneath the stage at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. How'd the show go, guys? We thought it was amazing.
It was really good.
I think it was good, but we had some technical problems, and I couldn't hear anything back at my place, you know, where the drums are. So.
But you don't care, because you just want to rock out.
Yeah. Hey, I totally understand that. Sometimes you can't hear, there's monitors are not done right. But guess what? Coming from us out in the audience, we could not tell that you guys had technical difficulties.
That's good. Then everything's exactly as it should be, I guess.
So The Illusionist has been blowing up on a lot of internet radio and on Headbangers Ball, I believe. I saw the video. So has that brought you guys a lot of new fans?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of people know that song. That's obvious. So that's great. Great for us.
Definitely. And where will you guys be heading after this tour is over? You're going to take a break for a while, or are you heading out on another tour?
We have a festival in Norway the week after.
After this tour, we're going to do a festival in Norway, first and foremost, and we're going to do some shows in Sweden, I think, some stray shows. And then we have to get some more songs together for the next album. So we'll begin recording that this summer, if we can.
Cool. Has the writing process began for that?
Yep, we have like 9 songs, and a lot of the vocals has been arranged for those songs. So, yeah.
Very cool.
So, you guys know we like Scar Symmetry. Who are you guys listening to right now?
In the bus or what?
Yeah, in the bus.
We're listening to some heavy metal radio station. Lots of Whitesnake and Guns N' Roses and stuff like that.
Yeah, we love those guys. How about you, man?
Yeah, the old stuff. King Diamond the other day we listened to.
What are you guys listening to right now?
The same. We listen to the same in the bus. King Diamond all the fucking time, and Whitesnake. That rocks and rules. All these new
Spawn
bands.
Spawn of Possession for me.
Cool.
All these new bands, they suck. Should be 80s metal. We will never be that good. None of the new bands will ever. They could never touch these 80s bands. I'm sure. That's true.
We love 80s metal. We love the new stuff. We love it all, right, Mark?
Absolutely. I love that metal hard accept shirt, actually, that you got on. A big accept fan?
Yeah, at least I was in the 80s.
In the 80s, right. Cool. Well, good luck to you guys, and we look forward to checking out the new material. That's exciting, a new record coming on.